Here's Johnny.
Good morning, Johnny Seifert.
Good morning, Paul.
And where would you like to start? Shall we start with Big Brother?
Yes, Big Brother is coming back. The brand new series. Now, you may call it Series 17 or if you're including the Channel 4 series, or you'll call it Series 6 if you're just focusing on the Channel 5 series. But it's back tonight at 9 p.m. on Channel 5. And
did you watch the first series? Did you watch the very first Channel 4 series? Because I remember my favourite didn't win, and it was Anna, an Irish woman who'd been a nun and then left the religious life and decided she was gay. And she was a really fascinating woman. And at the time, I thought, this is a big moment in TV history. Now it seems almost commonplace.
She came second. I do remember it was in 2000. I was 8 years old. I started very young with reality TV, and it's been in my blood ever since. I do remember.
You should have phoned Childline if your parents at the age of 8 let you watch Big Brother. Or did you sneak it upstairs in your bedroom, telling your bedroom or something?
It was one of those things I used to watch from the door so my dad couldn't see me. But I absolutely love Big Brother. I've watched it every single year since. And I'm really excited. I was watching Ryland's Facebook Live video yesterday.
So he does the spin-off show, doesn't he?
Big Brother's Little Brother. Exactly. Big Brother's a bit on the side, which you should know, seems you're always on it.
I didn't even know what it was called. I always thought it was that's the other one, Big Brother's Little Brother. I've done a few guest things on it when it's the Celebrity Big Brother.
Which is still called Bit on the Side.
Okay, I stand corrected.
So, Ryland was doing a Facebook... Do you know what a Facebook Live is?
I do.
So, Ryland did a Facebook Live yesterday, and I was watching it, and it was really good, and he was kind of talking about the new series. He said it'll be evil. He spoke about these two houses. Now, yesterday, Mike Ward was on the show doing our TV review, and he was talking all about these kind of two rooms, and they've...
They're not aware, are they? They're effectively two Big Brother camps. They're not aware of each other's existence.
Well, I'm not quite sure, because what they're kind of saying, there's going to be a lot of paranoia and a lot of suspicions, but I think the second house, at the moment, as it stands, is kind of going to be trying to steal the £100,000 win from the other house. So I think the secret house will know about the main house. Like, we always have the secret room, but instead of having just a secret room this year, you're going to have a secret house. The cast of the housemates are going to be paid £30 a day. Towie, they pay £80. They're only being paid £30 a day. Could you imagine that? £30 a day.
But I suppose you're getting all your food and drink factored in, and a lot of these people want to be famous and they want to go into other things. So I suppose it's almost a trade-off, isn't it? They're going to get £210 a week, plus they're living for free. Because
they still have to pay for the house at home.
Oh, no, but also, one of them hopes to make it big and come out and be like Ryland. I mean, I know Ryland came through other ways as well, but he really made his impact, I think, when he was on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, completely. I completely agree with you.
Although I do think he needs to do something with those teeth. It's a veneer tooth. He's got a cemetery, a bright white cemetery in his head. His teeth are so big and white.
Well, he spent a lot of money on those teeth. It's very bad. Would you ever do it? Because you've done a lot of the Celebrity Show. You've done Come Dine Me, you've done Splash.
In the very early days, when they first moved to Channel 5, I was asked to go for a meeting, and I thought, you know what, there's alcohol in there, not that I'm a big boozer, and there's boredom in there, and I just know they show the absolute worst bits of people, so I kind of swerved it. If they offered me £30 a day, yes, I'll be there for them.
But you talk about boredom, but I think you'd kind of overcome that boredom by just doing your fat tax stuff, and you just go up to each housemate and give them a quick fat tax and everything.
I wouldn't be suffering from boredom, but I'd be so boring they would beat me to death. That'd be a task.
True.
Who can kill Paul with a garden rake? That would be the task. So probably not, in fact.
Vote A, B or C.
Now let's turn, if we may, to the How Much to the Queen. We know she loves horse racing. We know she loves her family. She also loves a bit of a sing-song.
Yes, the Queen, it's the Queen's 90th birthday, obviously, this week, and they've compiled a list of the Queen's favourite ever songs. So you've got everything.
And this isn't by speaking to her, though. It's by people who know her and advisors.
Exactly. So Howard Keel with Oklahoma. Probably it's one of your tracks off the 50s and 60s that I've
not heard. It wasn't Howard Keel, it was a man called Gordon McRae. Howard Keel was in Annie Get Your Gun, which I think she likes as well.
See, this is why you need to be in Big Brother. You just know everything. All the way into current stuff, including Gary Barlow Sing, which is quite interesting because Gary Barlow obviously wrote that with the Military Wives.
And Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, I think, helped out, didn't he, as well for it?
You're just full of facts.
In fact, I think we can hear a bit of it. It's Gary Barlow, co-written with Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's Sing. Not my favourite. I do like, though, I've got a sneaking regard for George Formby, and she likes Leaning on a Lamppost, which is a very kind of 1930s song. And also, she loves, apparently, The Lambeth Walk, which is from a musical, which is a huge hit. They revived Me and My Girl, they revived in the 1980s. So I think it's very much the kind of thing that when they used to get around, you know, in the Second World War or whatever, they'd be singing around the piano with the bombs falling. So a lot of it's nostalgia, I think. But the Gary Barlow one's quite a pleasant song, isn't it?
I think it's a quite nice song. It's one of my kind of favourite Gary Barlow songs he's actually ever done. But I like the idea that you've kind of got the Queen listening to the radio and having a little dance. I can't imagine her doing a bit of a dance.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Listening now. If you want to give us a call, ma'am, we'll call you straight back, so don't worry about the charge. 0844 499 1000. Lovely to hear from you. It's 6:54. Also, the Mirror features a piece on celebrity children.
Yes, it's a poll done today by One Family, and they've come out of the top 10 most popular celebrity children. So, all the way, I'll take you through the top five. You've got Jaden Smith and Willow Smith. So, they're the two kids by whom?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I've interviewed both of them.
Then you got Brooklyn Beckham at number three, son of
Ryan Giggs. Son of David Beckham and Posh Spice, of course.
And then at one and two, Prince George and Prince Charlotte. So we seem to favour the royal family's children the most. I don't really know if I do. I think further down this, six and seven are Harper and Romeo Beckham. I think the Beckhams get a lot more popularity, especially with their Instagram accounts. Brooklyn Beckham seems to just get millions of hits just from walking down the road. So,
and didn't he do modelling for Burberry or somebody as well, Brooklyn Beckham?
He did. I'm impressed as well. Again, you're just full of it today. But look, yes, he is a model.
I like to keep across the doings of the Beckham
family.
And
he's got a new girlfriend, which apparently has to be.
Well, David Beckham comes from my part of London, Leytonstone, North East London. So he's a big local boy, made good. Added Damon Albarn from Burn and somebody from Blur, and somebody who promised quite a lot in the 80s, and then his career fizzled out. You won't remember him, a guy called Jonathan Ross. He came from Leytonstone.
No,
but that's Nick Ross. Diana Ross's nephew. And finally, Britain's Got Talent. Well, they've been wearing more and more exotic and glamorous, and I think rather sexy dresses. No, not Simon Cowell. Not Simon Cowell and David Walliams, but Alicia and Amanda. But there have been complaints about what they've been wearing.
Yes, there were 19 complaints over the last series due to their dresses. And every single night when it's the live shows or the semi-finals, they always come out in these shorter and shorter dresses. The Daily Star today are going with, on page 14, them wearing really skimpy outfits. Amanda almost looks like she's in a swimming costume.
She looks a bit like she's about to do a circus routine, because she's wearing a black leotardy swimming costume and then basically a diaphanous bit of sequiny net. Put it away, Amanda.
Put it away, Amanda. Well, have you seen Amanda's latest picture? She went naked on the old cabbage leaves last week.
She's got form on that, though. I co-presented a radio show many years ago with Amanda, and she didn't do that naked, sadly. But she had posed for a photograph of one of the early lads' mags on a motorbike, Starkers, with a very pert bottom extended. I will say no more than that.
There's an image for 7 o'clock in the morning.
It was a triumph, even though she was riding a Honda. But they're not being fined.
No, they're not being fined. And I think, you know, every single year, and it's the same in The X Factor, they're always going to try and get more glamorous because they are the stars of the show and they want to be seen in the front light rather than focusing on the acts.
And, of course, this was the series when, and I wish they stopped doing it, Amanda threw water on David Walliams. What was that all about? Cliche. Nobody throws it on Simon, do they, I've noticed?
Yeah, funny that. I like that bit of banter. I said this to you last week, again, with Sharon and Louis as well. I think it's quite nice to see the judges have a bit of camaraderie as well. It's all about them as well as the stars, and it's nice to focus on them. And I don't know if you remember, there was a show on ITV a couple of years ago, which was a drama behind it with Michelle Collins in it.
I'm sorry, Johnny. You've lost us. That's the end of his audition here on Talk Radio at 6:57. But some words for you, Johnny, now from Nev from the call centre.
Hey, Johnny.
Get out!